Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins to the mayors, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson.
Oh, we're talking about the original Al Jolson.
Well, we also have the original Bing Crosby.
Now, if the original Rudy Valley would show up, we'd be in business, wouldn't we?
Oh, Bing, you and Al are plenty. I mean that you two might very well make radio history tonight.
Yeah. Radio is history. Too bad nobody listens anymore, isn't it?
Oh, now, wait. You'd be surprised, Bing. Thousands of people are listening to radio these nights. While their television sets are being repaired, of course.
Now, Ken, the Rhythmaires are tipping out for the opening musical collection, which is a sprightly English importation entitled I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. I say, John, till we have as good as a go at today. Officer. Oh, down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got the lovely bunches,
lovely, 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 lovely.
There they are, they're standing in a row,
lovely, 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 lovely.
I got big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. You give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman says. I've got the lovely bunches,
lovely, 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 lovely.
Every ball you throw will make me rich,
lovely, lovely, lovely,
lovely. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny, a pin. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny, a pin. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny, a pin.
Roller, bowler, roller, bowler, roller, bowler, roller, bowler,
singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny, a pin.
Say, I've got a lovely bunch of
folks. Whatever's them.
There they are, standing in the
road. What do you do with them, laddie?
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Who's that you're talking about?
The rest, that's what
you're talking about.
Easy. I've got a lovely bunch of
folks. I'll have a banana.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Who's the lady with you?
There stands me wife, the idol of me life. Sing. Sing and roll the ball, a ball, a penny, a pick.
Now let's harmonize.
Sing and roll the ball, a ball, a penny, a pick.
Roll it, please.
Roll
it,
roll
it,
sing
and roll the ball, a ball, a penny, a pick. How about trying one out in the hall? Oh, I can still hear it. Try the parking lot. Something leaking in. Leave town. Oh, let's try one more with a tiger on the end.
Sing and roll a bowl, a ball, a penny, a pit.
An exceptional award, wasn't it?
Yes, Bing, it was. It was mighty gratifying to attend that banquet at the Statler Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat there at the speaker's table, I couldn't help but recall those days of my boyhood. When I sold newspapers right at the corner where the Statler now stands.
Is that so, Al? You sold newspapers when you were a boy?
Bet I did in matches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was many years ago, Bing.
Mm. You must have been a sturdy little fella to lug those big stone tablets around, eh?
Now, wait a minute, Bing. That's really a hope joke.
Now, yes, sir.
I don't like it. For your pleasure...
Or your information, rather. I don't go back that far.
No?
No, I don't. I remember one Christmas Eve, though, when a congressman took a paper and handed me a $5 bill. I didn't have any change. So I had to run down the street to get it tonight.
You mean this fella expected change from a newsboy on Christmas Eve?
Sure did. And you know what, Bing?
I'm on the Erie, Al.
Well, when I got back New Year's, he was gone.
Well, what'd you ever do with this man's change?
Well, I realized the money wasn't mine, you know, uh-huh. So as soon as it got dark, I dug a little hole by the newsstand and buried it.
Even then, huh?
I ain't got a funny line here, but anyway.
And you know, Bing, I forgot all about the $4.98 I buried until I got back to Washington just 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
There I was, up in that big suite at the Statler. when suddenly it hit me. I realized that they built this big hotel on my money.
Try to do it,
huh?
But I was too smart for him.
You think it?
Remember, there's interest for all those years, you know.
Well, I never thought that. Well, how much do you figure they owe you with interest?
Well, let me see. $4.98. Now, 6% every 12 months. Let me see. And 12 times 6 times 498. Bing, I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
I don't believe I can figure that out.
Well, Annie, maybe you forgot the fraction of the sum to hand and denominated decimal.
Oh, no, King Jesus. I got that before I multiplied the square root on the hypotenuse. And I'll say that, that this is the hypotenuse I've ever run up against.
This fall, you hear them all on CBS.
Incidentally, Dingy, how many times have you seen Growth and Things Again?
Twice.
I forgot where I came in. Well, the newsreel is supposed to take care of that.
Well, you was in the newsreel, too.
Yeah, well...
You were getting that award.
Yeah.
But, say, there's one scene in there, in that of Jolson and Things Again. I had a little trouble following it.
What scene was that, Bingley?
Well, the scene where Larry Park as Al Jolson in Jolson and Things Again meets Larry Park as Larry Park at a preview. Yeah. Where Larry Park as Al Jolson and Larry Park as Larry Park watch Larry Park as Al Jolson in the Jolson story starring Larry Park.
Oh, you must be thinking of Top of the Morning. Nothing...
Nothing in my picture can be that confusing.
Incidentally, how many times have you seen Top of the Morning?
Oh, I see it every chance I get, Bing.
Good.
That picture's a challenge, and I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to see you do it. Listen, Al, if you get it figured out, phone Paramount, will you?
Well, Bing, look, we don't need to worry about pictures. I just signed a contract with CBS to do some television shows.
Well, where do I figure?
Well, I thought you and I could team up for television.
What are we going to do, wrestle each other?
No, I don't think we'd do anything where we're laying down.
Why not?
We might never be able to get up again.
Don't worry about me. I'll be able to get up.
Not with me on your back, you man.
I've been carrying Hope all these years. I think I can carry you, Al.
Well, I'll be easy to carry because I got talent.
That's right. Al, you got so much talent you don't need me. Let's keep it that way.
No.
Wait a minute, Bing. No, Bing. You need me for television.
Why?
Because I got a great idea.
Well, that's it.
We'll use your face and my voice. And one of us is going to be good, you know.
Oh, Al, I don't know. No, now, wait a minute. My face and your voice.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I don't like to put makeup on. Why don't we use your face and my voice?
No, Bing. I'm saving my face for something bigger than television.
I'll tell you what. I'll stand here and make faces. You get behind me and sing.
Well, make pretty faces, son. Because that's the way I'm going to sing.
I'll try. Stand by, folks, for a little television experiment. And this is the first television show to come your way without pictures. May start a very happy trend, I think.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, only on my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The future train that takes me away from you, no one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Kiss me, should have, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Judy, don't cry. Goodbye, Judy, goodbye.
Really smash, really great.
That's why I love you, Bing. When someone else sings a great song, you know. Yes, sir, as I was saying, when someone else sings a great song, I don't know, you're man enough to come right out and say so.
Well, with the obvious evidence at hand, there's little else I can do. I enjoyed that so much that now I know why Larry Parks has dedicated his life to you.
Well, Bing, can you think of a better life to be dedicated to?
No, nor a longer one.
Well, look, let's continue with our television experiment,
right,
Bing. Only this time, you stand behind me and sing the words, and I'll make the faces.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, wait a minute, Bing. That'll never work.
You know how we lick this out? Oh. We'll both sing.
Okay, well, how about back in your backyard?
Oh, back in the barn. Love that. And the folks don't start throwing rocks on us. You better ease into a couple of choruses at baby face, too.
All right. Now, look, Bing, we don't have no argument.
No.
Who starts it?
Why, Al, you do, of course.
Bless your heart.
We leave home expecting to find a bluebird, hoping every cloud will be silver lined. But we all return, as we live, we learn, that we left our happiness behind. The bird with the feathers of blue is waiting for you. Back in your own backyard, you'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, someday you'll come weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies.
Where, boy?
Right under your eyes, and it's back in your own backyard.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come weary at heart, back where you started from.
You'll find your happiness lies right under the sky, back in your own backyard.
Use little or you got a baby face.
Hey.
There's not another one could take your place. Ah, baby face.
I loved it.
My poor heart is jumping. You should have started. Ah, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love
with your pretty. Oh, you've got a baby face. Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one gonna take your place. My little baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You just started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. The stars and moon above know that I'm in love with your pretty baby face.
Oh, baby face. You got the cutest. All you got is baby face. There's not another one to take your place. Oh, baby face. My poor heart is dumb. You just got not
baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace.
You're like a brother's spring when Joel is paying.
That's about it for tonight. Before shoving off, my thanks to Al Jolson for dropping in.
Oh, I loved it, Bing.
Hello, boy.
Jolie, look who's here. It's Gracie Allen.
Well, Gracie, we didn't expect you.
You know, my mother was surprised, too.
To what do we owe the honor of this visit?
Oh, well, I've been listening to you boys, and then I've decided that you're the world's second greatest singer.
Well, thanks, Gracie. I realize where that puts me.
Oh, and you're in third place.
Well, if Al and I are placing show, who's the winner?
My husband, Sugar Throat Burns.
A fixed race if I ever heard one.
If you let George sing in your program, our sponsor will hear him and realize how great he is. Then he let him sing on our program regularly. How about it?
What do you think, Billy?
Well, Bing, I've heard Sugar Throat. And he can make singing obsolete.
Oh, yes. He is good, isn't he?
Essie, I'm afraid I can't use Sugar Throat, so I'm afraid the answer is no.
Oh? Afraid of competition, huh?
Yeah. Frankly, that's it.
Well, I don't blame you. After all, you've got a family to support. And so, well, goodbye, Bing, and give my regards to Dallas and the kids.
That's Dixie.
Oh, I knew it was someplace down south.
Goodbye, Gracie.
By the way, Ben, who's with you next week?
Well, next week, Al, our guest is going to be Hopalong Cassidy, the world's greatest cowboy.
Well, if he doesn't show up, open the door and holler, because I'll be waiting out in the hall.
That's where we find you, huh?
Yeah, I'll be around the building here a lot for the next week or so.
Yeah, doing what?
I'm taking inventory.
Is it so?
I'm a buyer's joint from Pele.
Well, you're the kid that can do it. ABC, Al buys Columbia.
Well, good night, Bingsy.
Good night, Al. See you next week, folks, for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke. Good night, Bingsy.
The show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Peggy Lee.
Someone waits for This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the most popular man in radio since everyone else went into television, Bing Crosby.
Don't mislead yourself, Ken, or these charming people either. There are plenty of people left in radio.
Well, anyway, Bing, you don't seem to be worried about it. Gee, you look wonderful.
I feel wonderful. I just come back from Lake Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Up there on location, making a picture and fishing.
Oh. Well, if you've got a lot of fish, bring them over to my house for dinner tonight.
Oh, no, I'm busy tonight, Ken. I can't do it. I've got to play a benefit for a bookmaker.
You know, Bing, while you were away, Joan Crawford released her list of the 10 men in Hollywood who have the most sex appeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's me and Pope.
Brace yourself. You and Bob didn't make it. You see, Bing, in order to get on the list of great lovers, you must have a terrific inner emotion. Can you look into a girl's eyes and start a roaring fire?
Well, if I do, who's going to put it out? Let me tell you something, Ken. If Joan Crawford or anyone else is making up a list of men who appeal to ladies of the land, she should never forget to include the name of Snodgrass Rochford.
Snodgrass Rochford?
Yes, Snodgrass Rochford.
Who's he?
Why, Ken, Snodgrass Rochford is known far and wide as the gentleman who poses for the pictures in the long underwear section of the Sears Roebuck catalog.
I know Snoddy real
and
well.
He's a gallant man,
he's a
gay
boy.
Now, Ken, I think we better get here rolling here with a little music. I note the opening selection is Mr. Christopher Columbo from Here Comes the Groom. John Scott, get it rolling, will you? Here's Christopher Columbo. Meet Christopher Columbo. Well, it proved to all the squares that the world was round. Circle round and found the U.S.A. Christopher Columbo went for a boat ride one fine day. On his day off travel, such a way off, he found the USA. Oh, Mr. Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. Roughed it, bluffed it, first he thought he muffed it, 'cause all he found was ground unplowed. So he hoed some, laid her on the groat, some buildings tall and proud. Oh, Mr. Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. Isabella really liked this fella. On her best fur coat, just to buy the boy a boat. Oh, Mr. Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. He found the USA. Sailed the Nina, the Pinta, and Maria, figured to stop and load some freight. But work ground was all he really found was real nifty real estate. Oh, Mr. Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. When he docked here, almost no one flocked here. Now it's more alive, just you try a Sunday drive. Oh, Mr. Christo Columbo, he really pulled his oar. Glad he got here, now we have a spot here known as Freedom Shore. Where the helpless homeless open up Freedom's door. Where the helpless homeless open up Freedom's door.
Where the helpless homeless open up Freedom's door. try Chesterfield today, you'll get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste.